This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And the Sunbury Motor Studio Mobile in Minneapolis, where tonight the Nittany Lion basketball team will play in the second round of the Big Ten tournament against Indiana after beating Michigan last night 66-57. 9 o'clock, the tip-off tonight. We're on beginning at 8:30 from the Target Center here in Minneapolis. This half hour of the show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Marcus Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, light, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. The best customer service going, because they want to make sure you're fully insured and save you money at the same time. It's all at Purdy Insurance. Market Street, Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And again, Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Dave Spadaro joins us. Hello, Dave. How have you been?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you today? It's a beautiful day, and while it seems like summer's around the corner, so it seems in Philadelphia like everybody can't wait for football season to get started.
Can you blame them after the signing of Saquon Barkley? Look, I thought DeAndre Swift did a heck of a job for him, but what does this do in reality to upgrade what the Eagles are doing offensively by the addition of Saquon Barkley?
Gives him a player with a bit more range in his game, I would say. Bigger, stronger, red zone threat, probably a better blocker. I mean, I will tell you that the Eagles never really used DeAndre in the pass game like I think they should have. I mean, he's a very talented wide receiver, as is Saquon. I think there's a great deal of explosiveness, of course, in Saquon Barkley. I happen to believe, look, I know that when the Eagles played the New York Giants, Saquon Barkley was the first target. He was the first player. He's the first player you have to account for. And so if you have to account for somebody like Saquon Barkley and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Jalen Hurts as both a runner and a thrower and Dallas Goedert, you know, that puts a lot of stress on the defense. And I think what it does, the impact here, is that you've just got yourself a major weapon. And that's how I would look at Saquon Barkley.
Now they have to use him, though. And I think you know where I'm going with this, Dave, because one of the issues with Philadelphia is that when they have Miles Sanders, there was periods of time where they'd run 20-something first-half plays and five would be runs. They did that occasionally with DeAndre Swift. When you look at them and the ability to utilize the run game and have the ability to understand that it's okay to go back to it, does that concern you at times?
Well, I can't really comment on that because I don't know what Kellen Moore's got in mind. And this is Kellen Moore's offense. And I would just point to the success he had in Dallas early last year. I mean, prior to a spate of injuries with the Chargers in L.A., right. The Chargers were, I think, the number six offense in the league. So, I mean, I don't know what he specifically has in mind for Saquon, but, again, I'm not just using Saquon Barkley as a running back. I'm using him as a wide receiver. I'm right. getting the football okay. in his hands. And I'm also aware, though, look, it's a very fine line that it's a 17-game season and you want your players fresh throughout the year. I think Kenny Gainwell's a quality back. I think he's a good second back in a rotation. So I guess I would expect to see that, but I certainly would think that on a consistent basis, you would expect Saquon to get the football, you know, quite a bit, but not enough to wear him out, but quite a bit. And look, I will also push back on this. In 2022, Miles Sanders made the Pro Bowl. In 2023, right. DeAndre Swift was a Pro Bowl player. So I don't think the Eagles are the only team doing that, and I'm sure it infuriates fans everywhere, as clearly as it does Eagles fans at times.
My observation is not as a fan in the least. It's just an observation of watching a lot of football in my life. So, because I'm not an Eagles fan.
I'm pointing out that it's a common refrain that I've heard from fans as well. So I understand what you're saying. And it has been really, look, I mean, honestly, it's something that we've talked about with the Eagles since the Andy Reid days. So I think it's kind of a lot of the NFL. It's just a passing league, and coaches want to go get themselves some chunk plays in the passing game.
I completely agree with that. I think you're absolutely right, Dave. I think when I look, I think this does wonders for Jalen Hurts. And I think I know Daniel Jones can run. We can, the passing thing we'll put to the side for the moment. But I think the mere fact that Hurts is the kind of runner he is makes Saquon more effective. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think it also makes Jalen more effective. I think one of the big things last year, there were really two areas of Jalen's game that took a step back. One was the giveaways. He went from 8 in 22 to 20 in 23. And then his yards per carry went from 4.6 to 3.9. And it just seemed that defenses came in and their primary focus, let's not let Jalen Hurts beat us as an explosive runner. So I do think that it makes it much harder to key in on Jalen Hurts. And vice versa, I think it's going to be much more difficult to hone in on Saquon Barkley. Yeah. I mean, imagine the freedom that he is going to feel looking around an offense that, A, has a great offensive line, B, has a quarterback with such dual abilities, C, has wide receivers that he never dreamed of having in New York, and then D, a tight end who can also do it. So, I mean, I think it absolutely opens up this offense and Saquon and Jalen in a lot of ways. But, Steve, what I can't wait to see is what is Kellen Moore's vision for this offense? That's the big unknown.
He's got a lot of, quote, toys to work with. and Sterling Shepard was the best receiver Saquon had in New York. He wouldn't start for this team. All right, so I have to ask about the retirements of Kelce and Cox. Not just as performers, Dave, but as veteran leaders in a locker room that have to be replaced.
Yeah, no doubt. And they both... Eagles won a lot of football games here. And I think the teams, look, I think everybody understood for years here that Jason was going to be going to retire either last year or the year before. I mean, it was always kind of on the precipice of retirement. And same with Fletcher. So you groom young players, and it is time for those players to step up. And I think, look, honestly, the way the Eagles finished the season was really disappointing, incredibly disappointing. While the leadership couldn't bring it out, right? Could not reverse that. Right. So I just, look, I think you still have enough Brandon Grahams and Lane Johnsons around from an older standpoint. But this really has to be Jalen Hurts' team. And to me, even if Kelce were here or Fletch stayed, to me, Jalen Hurts is the one who has to set the tone and get this Eagles swagger back. Look, I think getting guys like C.J. Gardner-Johnson really helps. I think bringing Saquon Barkley in, who's got an impeccable, you know, line of his approach to the game, his ability to lead from an example standpoint, really helps. And then there's a young group of Eagles who are ready to go. Landon Dickerson's of the world, the Cam Jurgens of the world, Jordan Mailata. It is time for Devontae Smith to step up. It is time for Dallas Goedert to step up. It's much harder to say who the leaders are on defense because I think there's going to be such a turnover of personnel there. But, hey, Jordan Davis, it's your third season. It's time to go out and be a first-round draft pick and to be a leader. So it's a natural progression that happens in the locker room, and we'll see which players step up.
Yeah, a couple years when they drafted Jurgens a few years ago, was the idea that he'd been, if I recall, he was a center at Nebraska. Dickerson has played center at Alabama. How do they want to null that position out with Kelce not there?
Yeah, I mean, I would think that it's going to be Juergens. I think Dickerson has proven himself as a Pro Bowl left guard. And I remember, Steve, when they drafted Juergens, and I was in the draft room and then went to Jeff Stoutland, the offensive line coach's room, and he showed me some film of Juergens, and he was just raving. I mean, raving about him. And then Juergens went out and impressed in a big, big way in the preseason, didn't play at all as a rookie, was good enough to transition to right guard and start and play well. I just think Juergens is going to be a great center. And, I mean, you can't really replace what Kelce is as a veteran, for sure. But from an athletic standpoint, I mean, Juergens is right there. He is fast, strong, second-level guy, intelligent. He really does have it all. And I hesitate to say it, but I'm going to say it. Maybe doesn't skip a beat without Jason Kelce. I mean, I think the experience part of it is something that it's going to have to grow into that. But from a football standpoint, what a fine young talent he is.
Yeah, I agree with you, Dave. I think there actually is a chance that it may be more seamless than people realize, which I think is, I mean, that's fun. My question is going to be when they get into the short yardage, and can Juergens get as low snapping the ball as Kelce did? I never saw anybody snap the ball that low in my life.
Amazing. I will also say this. I would expect the Eagles. See, the other part of it, Steve, is this. I would imagine Juergens is, what, about 310, 320. I would imagine they'll have and that's dripping wet. They want to go bigger at right guard, whether that's Tyler Steen, who was a third-round pick last year. And I think having that added bulk around Juergens, you know, last year Kelce didn't have that bulk to his right because Juergens wasn't that kind of guy. Having that extra bulk ideally would help in those brotherly shove moments. And then you've also got Saquon Barkley back there, who has shown that he's got some power. So, you know, it may not be as many Jalen Hurts quarterback sneaks, tush pushes, brotherly shoves as we've seen in the past.
You mentioned Kellen Moore earlier. Have you taken the time to look at the Dallas and Chargers stuff just to get a feel for how he likes to go about his business, packages and so forth? Or is it just something you'd like to see play out before your eyes?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly am aware of some of the stuff Dallas did with more under center formations, more motion than we saw last year. They like to run the football at times. But I also am very aware of something that Nick Sirianni has said a lot is, you know, you don't come into an offense and expect person them that best suits your personnel. Now, I happen to think that this personnel group has a lot of variety to it, a lot of depth to it, and we'll see that Kellen potentially can run pretty much anything he wants. But I would expect it to be, you know, let's get Jalen running at the ball and make him a dual threat. Let's get him under center a bit more. Let's have pre-snap motion, which the Eagles, I think, ranked 32nd in the league last year. And maybe use more than three receivers. And I think that's why, you know, getting more depth at wide receiver is so important in this offseason. And that's why they made the move to get Devontae Parker.
Agree on Parker. Great point, by the way. Great. One more point about Saquon. I have found it comical, the reaction in New York about him going to Philadelphia, like he betrayed everybody. You're the people that were franchise tagging him. Come on. After a while.
Yeah, I'm only aware of what Tiki Barber said, which was really bizarre. Yeah. And it kind of breaks the player code, right? Your players are in the NFL for only a period of I thought it was sour grapes. And the Giants have had many, many opportunities to lock up Saquon Barkley for the rest of his career. They didn't do it. And hopefully that is the gain for the Philadelphia Eagles and the loss for the New York Giants.
You can't wait for August, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, but I also recognize this. And Steve, I've been around a long time, right? And a lot of times, I've spoken 3 days into free agency when the Eagles haven't done a whole lot, and I've kind of always said, well, it's a long off season. There's a lot of roster building to go. So let's kind of pause and see how it looks when it's all done. And I have to stay consistent there because there's still a lot to add to this roster. And I'm very excited about these first couple of days. I'm very excited that the fans are so turned on about it. There's so much conversation about it. I love all of that. But I also understand that there is a long way to go, and we will see how it plays out and what kind of team the Eagles field when they open the season in Brazil in early September.
In Brazil.
So bizarre.
What did you think? I was going to end there, but then you brought it up. What do you think of that? I mean, that's the Eagles giving up a home game to go down and do this.
Yeah, I mean, so we knew it was going to happen somewhere because it was our turn, right? We have not given up a home game. In 2018, we went to London. That was Jacksonville's home game, and that's just the league. Yeah. You've got to give up a home game, and that's the way it is. The fact that it is Brazil, at first it was like, wow, this is kind of cool. First game ever in Brazil, and this will be kind of – and then you hear more about it. It's a 10-hour flight. Sao Paulo is not exactly the most desirable place. It's only a 46,000-seat stadium. The visa situation is really complicated. So, I'm excited about it. It's going to be I'm glad it's the first game of the season. I'm glad it's going to be on a Friday night. There will be recovery time. It will be an experience. So bring it on, and we'll find out in a bit here who the opponent's going to be. I'm going to go on a limb here and say, you know, Green Bay or Cleveland, but likely Cleveland, but we'll find out about that. Okay. And just another adventure in the NFL. And I get it; the NFL wants to become a global brand and market to that part of the world. And that's Steve. At the end of the day, man, you know what it is? It's all about business. The business.
It's all about cash, man. Dave, you are the pro's pro. I always love talking with you. Thanks so much for the time today. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you. My pleasure, and have a great day.
You too. Dave Spadaro. That'd be the equivalent of the Big Ten taking the tournament and taking it to Sacramento. Hey, let's play the Big Ten tournament in Sacramento. This will be great. All right.
Don't give anybody any ideas, Steve.
Oh, yeah. I think I've got a I already know where it's going. They haven't announced yet, but I know where it's going next year. Then after that, we'll see what they want to do. But we know there's some options, especially with the expansion of the conference. All right. We will come back with more in a moment. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com and News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.